B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte. There's no stopping us. From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
If you can't get a good selfie after four, quit.
I listen to y'all all the time. I love you guys. I even got my boyfriend listening, too.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good night. Thanks for coming, everybody. Bye-bye. Today is Thursday already. Holy cow, it is December 16th. Now is the time to go full throttle on your Christmas shopping. I'm talking to you.
I know. I finally started yesterday some Amazon stuff.
Okay. Is it going to be here in time?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all prime, I think.
At one point yesterday, there was a FedEx truck. Mm-hmm. And two Amazon trucks in my neighborhood just delivering. And where's the drone? That Amazon drone that Jeff Bezos promised us.
It's not practical. You're into aviation, you know. How do you do that?
I don't know, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool idea.
It's very, you know, very futuristic.
Yeah, we passed a FedEx truck when I was leaving my neighborhood, and I told Sterling, I was like, ooh, but that's for us. Let's turn around. And I turned around and it was for us.
And did you get it?
Yeah.
Do you grab it out of their hand or do you
let them walk all the way to the door?
Because I was outside playing with the dog yesterday in the fence area, and I didn't want to open the fence because I didn't want her to, you know, get excited. So I saw him walking up the driveway,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, front door's fine. He's like, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry I didn't come to you. Well, I feel the need to come to them.
I couldn't get there enough time. If I could get there enough time, I would.
Okay.
Unless it looks heavy, and then I'll let them do it.
Right, right. Ren, what's going on in your world?
Nothing. We just did, like, kid stuff yesterday. So, swim classes, Imagine-On.
Yeah.
That kind of
stuff. How are things, for people that don't know, you have Laura, your au pair, who lives with you, and then Elena, your original au pair, is back visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it running smooth? Does everybody know their positions?
Yeah, it's running smooth. Elena is going to stay with a friend for a few days now, so she left last night. So it was, and then Laura went to her friend's house, so it was just me and the kids last night.
Good.
But everything's fine.
Okay. Awesome. Roy, what about you? What's going on in your world?
So yesterday, I made an executive decision while driving that ended up not working out. I drove down a one-way thinking, I can quickly cut through here. This will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, a car comes.
How'd that work out for you?
Okay. So I made it 98% of the way through the one-way. 98%. And the person that comes through is laying on the horn and refusing to back up. And then Sterling's yelling at me. He's in the passenger. And then a guy who's not even involved in the situation is screaming at me, it's a one way. And I'm like, accept it. Like, what are we going to do? Here I am. You back up. I'm already here.
Accept my move. It was stupid.
Like, don't sit there and yell at me. Okay, I screwed up. What do you want me to do about it?
I know. So I've been in that position before. We were like, and now I'm in too deep.
Okay.
So like, did you back up or did they back up?
I'm not backing up the 98% backward. No, I made them back up. And then Sterling's yelling at me because they didn't want to back up.
And he doesn't want to have any controversy.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? And then everyone keeps yelling. Even the people in the car, they roll their windows down. They're like, it's a one way. I'm like, I know. I know it's a one way. I made the decision to go down a one way. And you came. Everyone, I screwed up. I feel like I was getting yelled at by my parents.
Sometimes you just need to get out of the car and walk home from there.
I mean, yeah. I had strangers, strangers yelling at me. I'm like, I know.
That's funny. Last night, the one thing I was going to share with you guys is I went to dinner last night with my dad. You know, my mom passed away right before Thanksgiving. So I went to dinner with my dad and my brother last night. We went to our little favorite Italian place. And my dad now, I've realized, lives really far away from me. I mean, I used to go there a lot when my mom was there, but now my dad, like, is just kind of staying to himself a little bit, you know, doesn't want to have a lot of people around. So I, you know, we grant his wish. My brother goes over there, does some paperwork with him and things like that. So yesterday I went to drive to pick him up, but I went right in the middle of rush hour, and it took us like almost an hour to get from my house to his house to the restaurant.
Jeez.
Just with traffic, you know? So then we got to the restaurant. My dad was like, all right, let's order. I was like, I don't want to get back in the car and rush home. Like, I have nowhere to be. You have nowhere to be. You're retired 20 years now. Mm-hmm. And my brother and I were just like, let's just hang out. So we ended up hanging out.
Oh, your brother came.
Yeah, Rich was there. Yeah, that's right. The three of us went. And my dad says he likes that.
Yeah.
He says, I like your wives, but this is my thing. Like, if the three of us could get together and do dinner every once in a while, get the kids, you know, all that stuff.
That's nice.
Yeah, he said, forget the kids. But I know what he means. Like, when you bring the kids out, you can't really focus on the three of us just talking. It's like, you know, me telling Ruby to stop throwing stuff and Dean get off the iPad. So, anyway, it was nice. Yeah, it was good. All right, well, that sounds like we're oiled, greased up, and ready to go.
Kind of.
And we're also going to do a radio show this morning.
Let's do it.
All right, I do need, speaking of Dean, I do want to send a big thank you out to Dean's school and especially to his teacher. We'll talk about that. We got the Christmas Carol prank phone call that we haven't played in a while. We're dusting that off and playing that for you. Lorenz in a bunch of trouble. We'll get into that at 8:05. Lots to do.
Put on your seatbelts, everybody. Put on your food belts.
The most fattening time of the year, with that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the lip smacking a season of all. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the most fattening time. It's a bell-glistening time. It's the most fattening time of the year.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Feeling festive up in the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show studios right off of South Boulevard this morning. So hopefully you guys are enjoying your ride in. Feeling festive, too. A lot of people have Christmas lights I see on their cars.
Ooh, okay. Not me.
I see that as a trend this year.
That's cool.
Speaking of cars, I just sent a picture to you guys on our little text chain.
Checking it out.
That car is filled with art supplies, and I want to give a shout-out to my son's school, my son's teacher, for putting together a art supply drive for the kids inside Hemby Children's Hospital. So the entire third grade at my son's school did the wax museum where the students dressed up as a famous person. And normally the schools take money and, you know, you walk by and you give a quarter and the wax museum person talks and says, "Why, I'm Abe Lincoln. And 67 years ago, I went to the theater to see a movie, a picture." So that's the idea. I'm in a goofy mood today. I don't know.
You're stuck with it.
That's good.
Anyway, instead of saying doing money, Dean's teacher reached out and said, do you think the kids inside Hemby Children's Hospital could use art supplies? Yeah. And we were like, yes, we know they could. Like, we'll handle the money on our side by raising nearly $95,000 for them, a little over $93,000. You guys do the art supplies. So every student, instead of getting money, their families brought art supplies, the entire third grade at my son's school. So his teacher delivered it to Sarah yesterday at the hospital. And now Hemby Children's Hospital has loads of art supplies for the kids.
Great.
So
that's
awesome. Wanted to say thank you. I wanted to let you guys know because I didn't tell you off the air.
No, I had no clue this was going on.
Yeah. So
wow.
That's really cool.
Thank you, Mrs. B, and the entire third grade class over there at the school that my son goes to, at the same school where I was the principal for a day. Don't forget.
That was the, from what I hear, the worst day that the school has ever ran.
Okay. So anyway, thanks again. And thank you to everyone once again who donated money to the Secret Santa for a 10th straight year.
Well, it's good is that now that we have the art supplies, we can take that money and go buy iPads and, you know, cooler. Not that art's not as cool, but cool things with it.
Art supplies are covered.
Yep.
Right? You're right. We didn't have to buy that. We could buy TVs. We could buy PlayStations, Xboxes, iPads, all that great stuff. So thank you, guys. We wish you a merry Christmas.
Wish you a merry Christmas. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so this is really cute. We sold this survey with Osmo. Osmo's the kids' learning company.
We love that in our house.
And they asked a bunch of kids, and I think it's a really good debate amongst all of us here. How does Santa, what's your different theories on how Santa delivers the gifts? They asked a bunch of kids, and some of these are just so darn cute. One kid said he rewinds time. That's how he delivers all the gifts so fast.
You mean how he delivers the gifts. I gotcha. I thought you meant like how he gets in the house.
Well, that's actually a point that some kid made, that he uses a special key that unlocks every door in the world.
Oh. What do they call those? A skeleton key?
Mm-hmm. He comes down the chimney, came in at number two of how kids believe Santa delivers the toys to them. Freezes time came in at number eight. He stops time.
Huh. Freezes time. Well, we do know he has magic.
Well, number three was magic. Of course he has magic.
Mm-hmm.
Kids said that he just moves really fast. I came in at number six.
Maybe his help.
Yeah. Well, some people said the elves help. That's number seven.
Okay.
Number 10, this is interesting, has present stations set up in each country. So these kids think that maybe there's like Amazon distribution hubs
set up
secret locations and he just flies in, grabs them. And
that's a great way to do it. These kids are future entrepreneurs.
Some kids think that he makes the chimneys bigger. Some kids think that he has a shrink ray gun to shoot him down smaller.
Okay.
And when the question was asked, how does he bring the bigger gifts into the home? They say the Santa just brings them through the back door.
Okay, let's go to the phones real quick. We'll bring in my son, my 8-year-old son, Dean, who's got to meet Santa at Loren's house. Dean.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. How are you, bud?
Good.
Roy has a question for you.
How do you think, Dean, Santa delivers the presents to you?
By his sleigh.
By his sleigh, right. But how does he get the presents to you?
In the house.
In the house.
Goes down the chimney.
Okay.
Where did that...
That came
chimney.
In number two.
How does he get the sack down the chimney, though, Dean, if it's so big with so many of your presents for you and your sister?
It's magic.
Right.
It,
I don't know.
Collapses.
Yeah.
That was on the list, too, the magic.
Magic came in at number three, and those are what most kids say, which is true.
I think that
it is Christmas magic.
I think if you ask Cashgen, that's what he would say.
Yeah.
He definitely comes down the chimney, because that's where we leave our cookies and milk, too.
And then if you don't have a chimney, he just goes through your door. He has a key to get through through your door. And we all know that the magic comes from people believing in Santa. The less people that believe in Santa, the less magic, the less power he has to do the amazing accomplishments that he could do in Christmas.
Like, Dean, remember when Ruby got her Power Wheels from Santa last year?
Yeah.
That was a huge box, right? Well, how does the big box fit down our chimney?
Well, it's in the shack, which makes, I think, the presents magic. I don't know.
Right. We're just wondering. Like, none of us are awake to see it. I thought maybe sometimes he comes through the back door with bigger presents.
Yeah.
That's what some of the kids said on this list. So, all right, bud, we just wanted to check you. See what's going on in your little brain.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Walk the dog, okay?
Thanks, Diener.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
The magic. What a great answer. It's what I want to tell our boss. Hey, why ratings go down? I don't know the match. You lost the match.
You lost the match. The magic will come back. You know, it's just like believing in Santa. If you believe that this show is number one, it is. It will be number one.
Maybe Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
We did what we consider like a reverse prank phone call. Rather than us calling someone, we went to some like small town websites across the country, like five different small towns, I think in Pennsylvania, in Kansas, like Arizona. And we found like a little penny saver thing online where you can post for free. So we posted that there's this new thing where you can call this number, which was our request line, and get live carolers from around the country to come together as a group, and they'll sing Christmas carols to you. Now, that's not funny in itself, but what's funny is when they request a song, we sing the wrong song.
Oh, yeah, and they get very frustrated.
And so, we're pretty bad singers.
Y'all, we got a phone call on Friday just after 10 a.m. from our special number that we gave out, and listen to what happened. Hello, and thank you for calling the Live Caroler Network. Please hold to be connected to live carolers from around the country.
Oh, this is great. Okay, hang on, kids. I'm getting connected. Hang on.
Hey, someone actually called.
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
We're having a little early Christmas breakfast here, and we saw your ad in the Beaverton Penny Saver.
Okay.
And Sammy's my youngest. We love to hear Jingle Bells this morning.
Jingle Bells it is. Are we ready, carolers?
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
Jingle bells?
We did. Silent night?
Oh, that's true. Maybe we wanted to hear something a little peppier. How about Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
Rocking around the Christmas tree on the happy holidays. Mistletoe hung when you can see in an old-fashioned way.
Happy holidays!
I'm sorry. Guys, I think that one could use a little more practice. Sorry.
Oh.
What about silver bells? Rude. You know silver bells? We'd love to hear silver bells.
Yeah, we got it. Here we go. Ready, folks? One and a twos and a ones, a twos, a three.
Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king.
Beautiful.
Peace on earth and mercy mild.
Ma'am, you're being very demanding for the holidays. We're singing everything you requested, okay? Let's set good examples for the children.
We haven't heard Jingle Bells yet. That's what we really wanted to hear this morning, just to get the juices going for the holidays. But yeah, you're really singing up a storm over there. How about Santa Claus is Coming to Town? You know that one?
Bum, 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 bum.
Come, they told me. A newborn king to sing.
Confused by your service here. Maybe some people are happy, but I don't understand why you're not singing what we're requesting.
Now, hang on. Did we not? You didn't like the Rubba Pum Pums?
That's a wonderful song, but we wanted to hear Jingle Bells. If we want to go back to the very first request, and we haven't heard that.
I think we did that one. I'm so sorry. Can we place you on a brief holiday hold?
Sure.
What is this woman's problem? Oh, no. Oh my God.
Okay. She's kind of annoying. She's like, sing this song.
I know. So bossy. All right, let's give her a couple Merry Christmases, a Happy Holiday, and get the heck off the phone.
All right, ma'am, we're back.
I just heard everything you were saying.
Ah, well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So a lot of people get gifts and they're not 100% into them, so they just might pass them off to the next person and go ahead and re-gift them. We found a survey from Amex, and these are the top 8 most re-gifted items that people get.
All right, the most re-gifted items. I would have to think that a gift card would be on the list. That's one of my guesses.
Number 2 on the list.
There you go.
Is the stereotypical candle number 1?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I figured.
Roy and I are the king re-gifters.
But why ain't everyone hating on candles? I like them.
I don't know. I think we've had a call before where somebody has gotten a used candle.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah. Like, they lit it, and they were like, meh, not really into it. Gonna pass it on to the next person.
Yeah, that's weird.
All right, give us the top re-gifted items.
Okay, number 3, since you guys already got 1 and 2, houseware. Number 4, clothing, which is interesting to me. Because typically someone buys you clothing because it's, A, either your size or your style.
But you don't want this Christmas sweater, Lauren? It would be perfect. I bought it for you.
Number 5 is bath soaps. Number 6, fruitcake.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever eaten a fruitcake in my entire life.
Oh, you haven't had good fruitcake.
Is there good fruitcake?
There is good fruitcake.
I don't know about that. Number 7 is the gift basket, which I don't hate sometimes. I like a gift basket.
Yeah, I love a good gift basket.
And number 8 is booze.
Not cool.
Y'all can pass your booze this way.
Well, let's just say this, though. All those items re-gifted can't be opened. You can't re-gift an open item, right?
Agreed.
You can't ever re-gift an open item.
Yeah, so, I mean, not that bad. I mean, that's a good list, but
that's
it's not.
I would accept all those gifts.
I would accept 7 and 8, which is, and 2, which was the gift card, the gift basket, or the booze.
We should do a round of stories from people who got items that were already used for Christmas.
Okay. Give us a phone call right now, 704-570-9595. That's the number if you want to join the conversation. Did you ever receive an already used item? Or maybe you were the one who was like, oh, they'll never notice. Just give them this.
If you had a Christmas gift and it was already used, got to get on the phone with us right now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Mandy Boy and the Ray Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Did you ever receive a used gift? That's what we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. You know, we got this interesting text here from 828. It says that my aunt would buy books, read them, then give them as gifts. And that's not that bad because as long as she doesn't really ruin
crack
it.
Crack the spine of the book.
You'll never know.
That's
well,
true.
You got to fold the page over so you know what page you stopped on.
No, oh, you can
please.
Use the old school ones.
a bookmarker.
A bookmark.
Yeah. Bookmark.
704 says, when I was a kid I couldn't buy presents, I'd just steal stuff from my mom's, and my mom thought that she lost it. Then I would wrap the present that I took from my mom and give it to her for Christmas. She would say, thank you for buying me a new one.
Wait, so I'm trying to think. He would steal.
He would take something from his mom, let's say in like May. Then mom would be like, I lost it. But
yeah.
Then he would just wrap it and give it back to her as
a
gift.
A crappy thing to do.
Well, you know, if the kid doesn't have money. But I think the mom would look forward to that. I think that's really cute.
You think the mom knew?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do. Let's go to the phones. Dawn and Raquel, you're on with the Mandy Moore and the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, guys. So this is kind of sad but funny at the same time. So my ex-husband passed away in 2016 in March. And for Christmas that year, his mother, she moved into the house he was living in, and she gifted everyone in the family a piece of his clothing from the closet.
I mean,
and
what?
They didn't even fit. Like, it wasn't even their size.
What was her thinking behind, like, everyone hears a little piece of him?
Yes. Yeah. One last thing, because he smoked in the house, too. So, like, some of the shirts even had, like, nicotine stains where they're hanging on me.
You know, there is a saying that it's the thought that counts, but sometimes it's not the thought that counts.
Right.
With a nicotine-stained T-shirt. Dawn, thank you. Thanks for the call.
Let's go to the phones. Janelle in Charlotte. You're a teacher, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I bet you get so many good gifts around the holidays. So much weird things. Tell us about some of them.
Well, I think the one that's memorable the most is I had a student who had given me a used sex lotion, thinking it was baby or lotion.
I remember a couple of years ago, we got a call from a teacher who said that they wrapped up mom's lingerie. Remember?
Yeah,
and then
I do
the teacher contacted the mom and is like, I think you need to come get this stuff back. Yeah. Kids are funny. Thanks, Janelle. We got a text message from 704 that says, I got a gift from my parents and it got repoed. My parents got me a rent-to-own stereo and never made the first payment at Rent-A-Center, and it got repoed 2 weeks later. I was so mad at them.
You know, I always felt bad for this kid next door. His parent, all of his Christmas presents used to be Rent-A-Centers, and it was sad because you'd see, like, about mid-January, they'd show up and take back all of his gifts.
Aww. It's just like borrowing something for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Lorraine, would you find it to be an attractive thing if you were going out with someone on the first date and the guy asked you to, like, wear something specific?
No.
Not romantic or anything?
No. That would be weird to me.
This woman named Holly, she DM'd us at the MRL show on Insta, and you can do the same. It's not even like DM drama. She just said, I just thought you guys would find it funny for your worst date Wednesday, which was yesterday. We didn't get to it. She said, how would you feel, Lorraine, if you were going on a date with someone and the guy sent you three different options and said, can you wear something similar to this? One was a dress, one was jeans, and another one was like another jeans outfit. But he said, if you have anything similar to this, could you wear that? And then he sent three things that he was going to wear, and he said, now you choose my outfit.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Now, I got to be honest, I think it's kind of cool.
You want to send me all three outfits and see which one I wear?
Yeah.
That's a cool. No. You send me all three outfits.
No.
Choose which one I wear. But you have to send me the entire look, and I would like boxes, like Pretty Woman style to show up.
No.
Then that's cool.
I mean, I thought Holly, I responded to Holly and I said, I don't know. I think it's pretty good. And then I put my name to it. But I thought, Roy, on a first date, that's kind of cool. Like, let's pick each other's outfits just for something different. A little icebreaker. What's going to make me stand out a little different, like The Bachelor or Bachelorette when somebody shows up?
But I want to see your style. I don't want to see my style on you.
That sounds like something you do when you've been together for years and you're in the pandemic and you haven't been out in a while and you want something fun and weird to do.
That's fun with somebody you've been with for a long time.
You know, it'd be fun for Sterling to dress me up. It'd be fun for me to dress Sterling up. Not like a, hey, we're just getting to know each other thing. That almost sounds weird controlling. That's like what a controlling person would do.
Yes. Agreed.
The thing I thought of though is he didn't ask her to go into the closet. Go in your closet and pick out three outfits and send me pictures. He sent her ideas. He goes, can you wear something like one of these three? And now you pick my outfit. So you guys both think that that's not going to work out, huh?
No.
Sounds awful.
Man.
Listen, it's a good thing you're married, bud.
980 texted in and said, I think it's cool. I do, too.
That must be a guy saying that, though.
But you've got to stand out. You know, you've got to stand out. You've got to make yourself... You got to cut through all the Tinder noise.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to stand out?
How about just be a genuinely nice person and buy me a drink?
Yeah. And say that what I've picked is beautiful.
All right. Anyway.
Listen to me. Have a conversation with me. Ask me questions.
Holly thought it was creepy, too, but for the record.
Yeah.
I just thought it was kind of interesting. All right.
Still to come.
That right there. That's like the summary of our show of how we, you know what I mean? Like that was typical Mania, typical us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if there was more time, I could win Roy back over, but I don't want to work him over.
You probably could. Okay, we still have a lot to get to. We have Can't Beat Lorraine. Lorraine, you have 155 wins. The game's getting boring. We need someone to beat her and get this free cheer one for a year. Call now, 704-570-9595.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Okay. Who is playing Can't Beat Loren today?
Playing Can't Beat Loren is Kyle. Kyle's on.
Kyle.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hey. All right, go ahead, Kyle. Kick her out of the studio, bud.
All right, go ahead. Get out,
Loren. I'm going, Kyle.
All right, Kyle's a first-timer. Loren's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions. Here we go.
You got some help in the car today, Kyle?
I do. I have my niece and my nephew closer to meet you.
All right. Listen up, you guys. Here we go. Snooki's making it known that she will not be joining The Housewives. What MTV show boosted Snooki into popularity?
That would be Jersey Shore.
And the coffee cup that was left on the set during the filming of Game of Thrones Episode 8 has been revealed to have been Jason Momoa's fault. What network did we watch Game of Thrones on?
That would be HBO.
Meghan Trainor is finally giving fans a video they've been asking for 6 years for. Finish the other song lyric of hers. You know I'm all about that.
Thanks.
Question number 4. This talk show host, her husband was a guest host, and they talked candidly about their 3 children, and she admitted that she has a favorite. Her usual host is Ryan Seacrest. What's her name?
Kelly Ripa.
Question 5. Tom Holland is excited to take some time away from the Marvel Universe and start focusing on his personal life. What role is he known for playing in the Marvel-verse for what I believe could be the win and the end of Loren's run if you get this right?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Tom Holland is excited to take some time away from the Marvel Universe and start focusing on his personal life. What role is he known for playing in the Marvelverse?
That would be Spider-Man.
She's not going to get that.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. Let's see. And Loren, welcome back into the studio. Our friend Kyle got them all correct. We're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay. I don't think you're going to know question 5.
I don't know. I'm not so...
Snooki's making it known that she will not be joining The Housewives. What MTV show shot her to popularity?
Jersey Shore.
Question 2. The coffee cup that was left on the set during the filming of Game of Thrones Episode 8 has been revealed to have been Jason Momoa's fault. What network did we call Game of Thrones home to?
HBO.
Meghan Trainor is finally giving fans a video they've been asking for 6 years for her song title. Finish this other song lyric of hers. You know I'm all about that.
Face.
This talk show host, husband, was the guest host on her talk show, and they openly talked about their 3 children, and she admitted she has a favorite child. Ryan Seacrest is usually her co-host. What's her name?
Kelly Ripa.
Question 5. Tom Holland is excited to take some time away from the Marvel Universe and start focusing on his personal life. What role is he known for playing in the Marvelverse? 3. Two.
Name one. Just pick one.
I knew it.
Just pick one.
I don't know.
I'm the Aquaman.
I don't know.
It's over. The run is over. I knew you would know.
Speak, right? I should have known that.
Kyle in Kannapolis, a first-timer on Can't Beat Loren. You just stopped Loren on her world record win of 155. Congratulations, Kyle. You get free Cheer One for a year.
Thank you.
Dude.
That's awesome.
Good for
that
you.
Is awesome.
I knew Tom Holland's not, you don't know him enough. You don't know Marvel-verse?
The problem is that I don't know the Marvel DC whole thing, but I should have known it because I think Spider-Man comes out this week.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm a huge Spider-Man fan.
So. Oh, look at...
I knew that off the top.
Everything lined up perfectly. He got them all right that he needed to get right, and he got the one right that he was a master of.
Mm.
That's how you do it.
Kyle in Kannapolis, you need to sit quietly while Loren tells you this.
Kyle, you can beat me and can't beat Loren.
Thank you.
All right, hold on a second, buddy. We'll get all your information. Loren, a hell of a run.
Oh, thanks.
And this is good for him because Cheerwine is so good around the holidays. So get that holiday punch in.
That is true. I'm happy for you, Kyle.
Well, finally.
Except for me, but I'm happy for you.
You are mad.
I am mad, yes.
You really are.
Jemaine, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kevin, you saw something on your girlfriend that makes you think she's cheating. I can only imagine it's a tattoo.
No, it's not bad, but it's something that's just driving me absolutely nuts. So Ashley, she's been my girlfriend for about 2 months, and I think she's cheating on me because of I saw this handprint on her butt.
A handprint on her butt?
Okay, how do I explain this? But she was at my place this, like, over the weekend on Saturday night, and the next morning when we woke up, she went to go take a shower, and, you know, I was hanging out in bed, and when she comes out of the shower and took, you know, like, towel off, there's this big red handprint just... Like, I could see all 5 digits on her butt, and I'm not into sneaking. Was it for me?
Well, I was about to ask, are you sure that maybe that night you didn't?
No. We're not at that level yet.
Yeah, Loren, what's a good, this is a good time for a good lesson for guys out there. What's a good amount of dates before you spank her?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. So it's not your handprint. Did you ask her about it is the obvious question. Like, hey, that's not my handprint. Let me match my hand to it. Nope, not mine.
No, I kept my mouth shut. I was just too mad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's why I want to do this. I want to do the War of the Roses thing because I don't want to waste my time if she's cheating on me.
And you've only been dating for 2 months, so it is good to figure it out now. So that way, if she is cheating, you can move on.
Yeah. Right. Or maybe she's in another relationship and you're the side piece. That seems to have been the theme the last couple weeks on War of the Roses.
Could be.
Yeah.
The mysterious handprint on Ashley's booty. We're going to find out whose it is. Stay quiet. Don't say anything until we find out what she wants to put on this card, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Ashley.
This is her.
Hi, Ashley. My name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and... we got your name and number from our Instagram tag contest. Somebody tagged you in our monthly post, and we're doing a giveaway for a romantic couples package for you to share with someone.
Huh. Okay.
So I would...
How did you find me again?
We're doing an Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post. We do a monthly giveaway.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you've seen them. They're all over Instagram right now.
No, I haven't heard of you. Is this going to cost me anything? Because, like, if there's no cost, then...
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's Ashley, cool. There's no cost. We just asked that maybe you tell somebody about our company.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Awesome. So the romantic couples package is for a weekend in the mountains, and... I just need the name of the person that you'd like to share this with, and then we can call them next and let them know that you will be getting this on their behalf.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm kind of getting out of one relationship and getting into another, so...
I hear that a lot.
okay. Well, all right. I think this is good because I will go with the new guy.
Okay.
So,
and what is his name?
His name is Kevin.
All right.
So I guess you could just write something like, Kevin, let's go enjoy a weekend away, just you and me.
Okay. We can let him know that.
Ashley, we got to interrupt here because, you're not really on the phone with a flower company.
Hello?
Ashley, you're on War of the Roses. We try to catch cheaters. Your boyfriend Kevin called us to make sure that the hand mark.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I don't even know if I could say this with a straight face.
Am I on the radio right
now? Yeah, it's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
Yep. Kiss 95.1. It's War of the Roses where we bust cheaters. Now, Kevin's on the phone too. Kevin, you heard everything. She did send you the flowers. And typically on War, that's the sign that they're not cheating. But there were some red flag things here that I think we should all address.
What?
Yeah.
Kevin, what the hell am I doing on War of the Roses? Like, what is this? I don't understand. I'm not cheating on
Ashley, here, I have a question. Whose handprint is on your butt? I saw it when you got out of the shower. You can't deny it. Whose hand is that?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Is that the other relationship you're getting out of?
No. Last week, I was with a friend of mine, and she's really, like, over the top and obnoxious, and we were drinking, and she slapped me really hard on my ass. Like, we were, oh, my God. Okay. That is so funny.
But
that was a big hand.
Yeah, it's my friend Carrie. You haven't met her yet. She's hilarious. She's like 5'11". She's, like, big personality. Okay.
Are you just saying that? Like, are you sure that this isn't the last guy that you were with?
I'm 100% positive. I was with somebody up until recently, even honestly overlapping with Kevin in the beginning. I've been really transparent about that. When we first met, he was seeing somebody else too. I mean, that's kind of typical, you know? So
this is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
She just lost Can't Beat Loren less than 20 minutes ago, but now our focus turns to something else in Loren's life.
Maybe this is just a trend in my life, like the losing of everything.
Huh. What's going on? What, you called out an SOS? You need help? What's up?
So I don't know what to do. And the only reason I'm saying this is because my husband's out of town right now, so please nobody send messages. But I told you guys over, I guess it was towards the end of the summer, because it was Labor Day, I had lost my wedding rings, right? And I had gone through an immense amount of hell trying to find them. I made a pool, drained their baby pool. I walked my neighborhood looking in storm drains. I pulled my house apart. I looked inside my washer and dryer to no avail. Well, my husband ended up having the rings.
That's right. I remember that.
Which was good news. But at that point, I decided I wasn't going to wear the rings anymore. I was going to put them in the safe because I just didn't feel responsible enough to wear them. So I've been wearing this stupid fake CZ. And after a while, I was like, okay, I haven't lost the CZ. I'm going to put one of my bands, my real bands with it. Not the whole thing yet.
Okay, working up to that.
Working up to it. So I put one of my wedding bands on with the CZ. And don't you know, I lost that band.
Ooh, she almost said a bad word.
I almost did say a bad word. I had to stop myself. I'm so mad at myself.
You lose all your jewelry.
I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm not responsible enough to wear nice things right now. So I blame this whole thing on the pandemic, number one.
Good.
Because,
everybody blames everything on that.
Right. Because, you know, now in a world of hand sanitizer feels gross on my hands. So I would prefer to wash my hands over use hand sanitizer. Well, I went to use hand sanitizer, and because I had to use it, I took my rings off and I put it in the back pocket of my jeans. I remember doing this.
Okay.
I used the hand sanitizer, but afterwards your hands are kind of slimy for a few minutes. So I went back to doing whatever I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a hole in the back pocket of my jeans.
Oh, no.
I don't know. So I had a doctor's appointment that afternoon. And when I sat down at the doctor's appointment, I felt the bigger part of the CZ like jab into my booty.
Yeah.
So I reached in my pocket. I was like, oh, yeah, my rings. and I pull it out, and not only do I pull out the big part of the ring, but I feel that there's a hole in the back pocket. And now I'm going, oh no, where's the band?
So you found the one that's not expensive.
Right.
You lost the more expensive of the two rings.
The real band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Where?
Somewhere between here and my doctor's appointment.
Yeah, well, no one reported it here.
No. And I asked for, you know, a email to be sent out to our whole building and, you know, hey, if anybody finds a wedding band,
so
please return it to our office manager.
Do you need us to try and create some sort of letter to give to Dallas?
I don't know. I guess the help that I need is, do I just not say anything and hope that he doesn't ask? Or do I go to Diamonds Direct and just get a new band? Or do I come clean about the whole thing and tell Dallas?
All right, we got three options on the table. We need the MRL Show fam to step up for our friend Loren. It is the season of giving. Give her some advice.
704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mania in the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
I lost my wedding ring again. This time it was just the band, but I don't know what to do here. Do I come clean about it? Do I just go and buy a new one? Or, I don't know.
Or do you just not say anything? That was another one of your things.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
What's your least thing that you're leaning towards?
Telling him.
Guess what?
Do you know that the one thing that I don't want to really do is tell him?
Yeah, guess what? Every text message I'm reading so far is, girl, just tell him. You've got to tell him. Tell him. Definitely tell Dallas. Come clean. I mean, Loren.
You want to go to the calls for real?
Very quickly.
Not if they're all bad.
We're going to go to the break. Let's have a conversation with Shelly at Cornelius Strong with the Mania Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning, girl.
Morning,
you got to come clean.
Oh, no, don't say that.
You do. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it. I mean, granted, it is a band and it was expensive, whatever. Well, thank God it wasn't the diamond, the main portion of it. You may have had some diamonds in the band, but it's not the main thing. And seriously, he's going to be like, girl, if you can't tell me the truth about this, what else are you hiding?
Lots of packages.
It will end up being a snowball effect. And then, you know, you take one little bit of trust away and that just snowballs.
Thanks, Shelly. Okay, Loren.
Mm. All right. This is Madison in Monroe.
Hi, Loren. If I were you, I would, first of all, I would cover your tracks. I would go to Diamonds Direct. Definitely go buy another one. And then I would tell Dallas the truth and then show him your new band and say, listen, I messed up. I went ahead and bought a new band out of my own pocket, but I needed to be honest with you. And so I did lose it, but I covered my tracks and I bought a new one because I've been in your shoes before with a past husband, and telling him things were kind of scary, especially when it came to losing my own band. But remarried now, like, I could never not tell him. You know, and I agree with the first caller. I mean, if you don't tell him and he finds out later, number one, he's just going to be mad.
It'll get worse. All right.
I feel like a teenager. I feel like a teenager about to, like, tell my mom I wrecked the car and she's going to take away the car. Like, that's how I feel.
I mean, girl, everybody texting is coming clean. And I think Madison hit it on the head. Go buy a new one, show him, and then you come clean.
All right.
All right? Do it, Loren. I want to find out when we come back off a break that you did this.
Don't pressure me.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mady, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
I'm in here fangirling over that song because I love 80s music, and every good 80s artist is in that, and these three could care less. Roy's like, I don't think I've ever listened to that song before.
I don't think I've ever really heard the lyrics, no.
No.
Really? I couldn't even tell you what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this story? We found it in the New York Post about the guy who had his friend wrap him like a present so that when his girlfriend came home, he popped out of the present and proposed to her.
It's there's like a viral trend going on right now too, where people are like laying out wrapping paper and wrapping themselves to put themselves under the tree to their significant other.
That's hilarious. We should wrap Roy and put him under our tree.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have enough Well, I'm not going to fit underneath the tree, and I don't even know if I could fit into the wrapping paper.
I have wrapping paper.
What kind of wrapping paper do you have?
It's really long wrapping paper, so I think it would fit you. But this one is a little teddy bear, like a polar bear.
Buddy, do you have a... Given the two options that Lauren has, which one do you want to go with?
And I have Santa in a hot air balloon that says Merry Christmas. Which one's more your color, blue or green?
Well, definitely blue, and I'm not trying to be mean to myself, but I think we're going to need both. I think we're going to need both.
All right.
I think so.
Get everything prepared.
All right.
We'll go on Insta Live at the MRL show on our Insta, and we'll also do video of this, and we'll wrap Roy. I love it.
All right. It's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
And then we'll call people in and surprise them. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, if you're joining us and you're capable of jumping on Instagram safely, head over to at the MRL Show on Insta. Right now, Loren is going to rap Roy. We just read two articles. There's a new trend where people are wrapping themselves and putting them under the tree.
Right.
And then this one guy had a friend wrap him. And he hung out in his apartment till his girlfriend got home, and then he jumped out and surprised her and proposed.
That's kind of cool. Roy is already engaged, so he's not proposing to anybody, but I think it would be fun just to try to wrap him in general.
What wrapping paper are you using?
I have got blue
polar bears
with presents.
All right.
We ready?
Yeah, and Roy's a rather tall guy. How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
6 foot. Yeah. So that's a lot of wrapping paper because he's tall.
I was going to start in the middle, but I think after talking to Nicole, I'm going to start from the bottom.
You know, I know that you're being nice to not bring up my other width instead of you're just bringing up height and not width. But I don't know why the littlest things offend me. Like, why does she need this much tape? She has so much tape.
I don't even think I have that much tape. How about that?
Am I that big? Okay, here we go.
We're going to wrap Roy and put him under our tree.
We have 12 pieces.
Watch us online at the MRL show.
Okay, on Insta.
Hold it.
Hold it. Just to start it.
Okay. Loren, starting on kind of like an apron.
Okay.
Roy's putting paper around him, kind of like he's wearing an apron. Loren started at the waist.
I feel fabulous.
Wrap.
Skirt, kind of like a skirt, right?
Yeah, like a hula skirt.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now she's cutting
Why
it.
Why are you cutting it?
I think you need to tape it.
I think you need to tape it.
Well, I'm going to, but I have to cut it first. Okay. So you hold it.
We're currently wrapping Roy.
You know, how often do you tell the present to wrap, to hold it? You know?
That is true. But it is typically a two-person job, I will say that. Like, when you tie the bow, I need your finger so I can tie it around.
You know what also is interesting? I don't have a butt because it's sliding right down my back.
Okay, here you go. We're going to do it again. Put your arm up. Okay, put your
arm down. Lorraine's got a plan.
What am I doing?
Put your arm down.
What?
Just lean on it.
Hold it.
Okay.
Nope. No. Keep this arm down.
Ah, good move, Loren. Right. Now she's going over his arms.
I won't have access to my arms.
You're wrapped like a present, bud.
It looks really funny. I don't think I understood what we were doing.
Now his head's gone.
What are you doing?
Loren is wrapping Roy. And she did a really good job. His arms are completely wrapped on his side, and his head is now hidden.
I see nothing. What's going on? Okay. It's so loud here.
It's so loud in here. Uh-oh. She ran out, bud.
What does that mean?
She's out of wrapping.
No. We're good. Don't you worry, Roy.
What's left?
That's it, really.
Do you have his legs done?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, look. So he's done?
Yeah.
Well, I can still, if you want to wrap the top part, you could.
Yeah, okay.
Roy is completely wrapped. Oh, she's wrapping his head now. Once again, you can go to Instagram at the MRL show if you can safely do so. We are on our Insta Live.
Okay. I think you're done.
I'm wrapped. Yay. Merry Christmas.
You need a bow.
Woo. Merry Christmas, Roy.
What did Santa bring you?
How do you feel in there, bud?
It's warm, surprisingly.
Is it comfortable or do you feel like real tight?
I feel like I could barely move and it's going to rip off like I'm the Hulk.
So Roy is completely wrapped with teddy bear wrapping paper. It's blue from top to bottom and his head is covered. Loren did a hell of a wrapping job.
I thought I did a great job in a short amount of time.
I got to be honest, Roy. It's almost like this ain't the first time she wrapped a guy in something and took him out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I absolutely love you guys. My husband and I listen every morning. You are entertainment on the way to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Did you guys see the video that's gone viral of the snake in that person's Christmas tree?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, Lord.
It's a venomous snake in Cape Town, South Africa.
What?
It's called a boom slang snake, and it is described as a shy and non-aggressive teacher, but if it bites you, its bite is lethal.
Ooh.
With a lot of venom.
Ooh.
So apparently the family went to get the Christmas tree. Right, Roy? I mean, you saw the story, too, and they brought it home with the snake in it, right?
It was a real Christmas tree. The snake was living and tinseled. You know, what a lot of people don't know about snakes is that, you know, they like to be underneath brush and they like to be underneath things to keep warm. And that's what, you know, the snake was doing.
Huh.
Staying warm in a tree. They go home, they put it up, they're decorating the Christmas tree, get pretty far in the decoration process.
And all of a sudden they notice, look, Loren, look out by Roy's computer screen there.
Oh my gosh, it's like pretty much, oh my gosh.
the snake head is pointing out, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the tree and slithering and...
Oh, hell no.
Trying to feel out the process.
Sweetie, the Christmas lights is moving.
I mean, legit, their entire tree is decorated.
Yes.
Like, you were face-to-face with death entire time.
The tinsel's moving. Get in here. I don't know.
I must be hallucinating.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We were talking a little while ago about that family in South Africa that had a surprise in their Christmas tree, Roy. They put it up. They started decorating it. Something popped out. And when we showed the video to Loren, she freaked out.
Mm-hmm. It was a snake.
Yeah.
A venomous snake.
Yes. And so we're wondering at 704-570-9595. How common is it for you to bring home something in your live tree that's also alive? Now, we do fake trees so we don't get to really live the live experience. But during that song, I remembered my neighbor told me that I forget the type of bugs, but they were putting up their tree. And like within an hour after the tree was up, there was bugs all over the house that they brought in with that tree.
Stink bugs or something?
Yeah, it was like just a they called it like an infestation.
Oh, I believe it. I do believe it. How about if somebody ever got like a squirrel in their tree? They like trees.
I would love that.
But the thing held on for the ride too.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about it is like this wild animal sitting like in this case, it was the snake and the snake, you know, is just petrified. But any animal sitting in the tree going, okay, where are we going now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, I think Don's going 50, and this is a 35. Slow down, dude.
I'm trying to hold on to your hood.
704 texted in and said our tree was up for about a week. And baby praying mantis were all over the tree and the house. I guess that's the downside of getting a live tree.
Yeah, nothing like that has ever happened to me. We obviously have a fake tree now, but it would have happened a long time ago if any critters would have come home.
So we'll take your calls on that. Any live animals in your tree, 704-570-9595. Roy's going to give us this list next. We found this on Yahoo. It's the most common Christmas hazards. How do people injure themselves the most? 20% of people were injured doing this. We'll discuss next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny, Roy, the Ren Morning Show.
Is this true? Sorry, Roy. I was reading this text message. Following your segment about bringing home live critters from your tree, I brought home a copperhead snake and a plant that I just bought from Lowe's. We didn't notice it until I brought the plant home and set it up inside of my dad. Accidentally grabbed it. Luckily, he wasn't bitten.
Oh, my God.
But just think, we drove home with that snake inside our car.
Ugh.
Imagine the next time you go buy a plant and they're in the back of your trunk. Just wonder, is there a snake crawling around?
You better shake that thing before you put it in your car next time.
803 said I had a baby squirrel jump out of my tree. It took us hours to catch it in the house.
I would love. All my dreams.
Lorraine, this is our friend Carrie from Rock Hill. She says he was a baby, and damn it, a cute baby. Let's say good morning to...
This is Amy in Hickory. What'd you find in your Christmas tree?
About 3 years ago, we brought home a Christmas tree, and about, 5 hours after it was set up, there were ticks everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And those are so small. How did you find them?
They were on my children and on my animals and on the walls and everywhere.
Not fleas, ticks.
Ticks.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Did you ever get Lyme disease?
Nope. Okay. We were all healthy and fine.
That's good.
How did you
still
get rid of them?
Trees.
Well, it burned the house down, of course, Lorraine. So did you guys build a new house after destroying that one, Amy? Or
no, we just bombed the house pretty good, and they were gone.
Wow.
That's crazy. Thanks, Amy. That's the chance you taste. That's what she said. No more live trees anymore after that.
Yep.
All right, Roy Boy, tell us real quick. 20% of people are doing this dangerous activity during the holidays, during Christmas. What is it?
They are putting up their Christmas tree. That's right. Putting up your Christmas tree accounts for a lot of injuries. 20% admit that they are doing it while being drunk, though.
Ah. Oh. Well, Dallas has to get on a cherry picker, basically, to decorate Lorenz. 13-foot Christmas tree, mm-hmm. So that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. The ones that are getting drunk and putting up the Christmas tree the most is the millennials. Then up next is Gen Z. Men are always twice as likely as women to put up their tree while drunk. And when it comes to Christmas tree, 51% believe that artificial trees are safer inside of home than live trees.
Is that true?
Yeah, you're less likely to find a copperhead.
Yeah, did you hear the last segment?
No, I know. But, I guess so, too, because the live tree could catch on fire. But I would think a synthetic tree could, too.
Maybe. 68% of people say they leave their lights on overnight, which is a fire hazard. But nowadays, I don't think it is.
Bro, if it's a fire hazard, I got to be honest. We have two trees, a kid tree in the front of the house and an adult tree in the living room. Both lights have been on since the day we put them up.
You haven't shut them off once?
No.
I don't think it's necessary anymore. I think back in the day, the bulbs just get really hot.
Yeah.
But I don't think they get that hot anymore. Although I did connect my Christmas tree to my Google, so I could say, hey.
Me too.
Hey, Google, turn that tree off.
You know, back in the day, Lorraine, when my grandparents were around, there were candles on the tree instead of lights. How dangerous was that?
Yeah, seriously.
Wow. That's really interesting. And did a stork deliver you?
I wasn't that old.
Okay.
I remember taking the horse and buggy to go see grandma.
Candles on a Christmas tree. Oh, man. 72% of people say that their pets have knocked down their tree and they have suffered damage or an injury because of their pets.
Okay.
Yep. Interesting stuff. Be there careful with the holidays.
Put it up at kiss951.com.
Sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.